追觅的于浩说他
On the phone, you have said
他们造车还有一个杀手锏呢
They also have a killer app
就是技术的复利啊啊
It's the compounding of technology
就是把高速马达呢变成电驱
Turn the high speed motor into an electric motor
把 AI 呢变成智驾
Turn AI into a support
这种技术复利的说法呢
This is a self-referential statement.
几乎就是骗三岁小孩吧。
It's almost like a scam for toddlers.
不说是一种欺骗吧。
Lying is a form of deception.
起码也是一种幻觉。
At least it's an illusion.
咱们来看一下家电级的技术和汽车级的技术有什么差别。
Let's take a look at the differences between household appliance level technology and automotive level technology.
一个家电的电机的寿命呢，大约在五到十年。
The lifespan of a household appliance's motor is about 5 to 10 years.
但是汽车要的电机要十五年以上。
However, the car needs a motor that lasts for at least 15 years.
家电的运行的环境很稳定
The operating environment of appliances is stable.
但是汽车的环境是非常复杂的
However, the environment of a car is very complex.
你说你敢让一辆用家电级的规格和标准做的电车跑到高速公路上吗
You dare to let a car made with the specificationsand standards of household appliances run on the highway.
那如果说 AI 变成智驾
But if AI becomes self-driving,
那就更扯了啊。
That's even more ridiculous.
那追觅呢在智驾领域完全是零基础啊。
That guy in the driving field is a complete beginner.
那既没有算法
It has neither an algorithm.
也没有数据。
No data.
他凭什么就能做这种转化呢
？What gives him the ability to do this transformation？
但是于浩还有一个说法啊。
However, Yuhao also has another point of view.
他说除了技术复利之外呢
？He said besides technological compounding.
追觅还拥有渠道的复利。
Also, the company as a channel that can be used to track the movement of goods.
也就是说，他在全球拥有的6000多家门店呢，
That is, he has over 6,000 stores worldwide.
卖扫地机器人。
Sell vacuum cleaners.
那同样可以卖车嘛。
Can I also sell cars?
这完全是没道理的啊。
This is completely unreasonable.
他在国外的那些扫地机器人的那些门店呢
The stores of those cleaning robots he has overseas
根本不属于海外的这种汽车的渠道
These cars don't have any channels that are not overseas
比如说我在 LA 的一个很高档的一个购物中心里面看到的追觅的店哈
For example, I saw a luxury brand store in a very high-end shopping mall abroad.
那个地方连车都开不进去。
That place is so narrow that even cars can't get in.
都没法陈列。
Nothing can be displayed.
你怎么卖呢？
How do you sell?
美国。
Like the United States.
欧洲。
Europe.
他卖车都集中在一些特定的区域啊。
He only sells cars in certain specific areas.
通过当地的大经销商去卖的。
It's sold through local distributors.
你单打独斗的开家店。
You are running a business alone.
大家就来那儿买车嘛。
Come here to buy a car.
完全不是这么回事。
This is not the case.
所以于浩的说这些技术复利啊。
So, Yuhao said that these technologies have the effect of compounding.
渠道复利呢，它无非是要说服这个投资界吧。
His channel's compounding effect is simply to persuade the investment community.
说我们干扫地机器人很行。
Tell them that our robot vacuum cleaners are very good.
那么我们看，其实也可以是完全可以实现这个转化的。
Then we can also do cars which can completely achieve this transformation.
但是稍微懂行业的人都知道，这个转化是不可能实现的。
However, anyone who understands the industry knows that this conversion is impossible.
所以不管从哪个角度讲
，Therefore, from any perspective,
追觅造车就是根本没有成功的可能性。
The pursuit of building a car is fundamentally impossible.
那俞浩天天这么说呢
？That's what Yu Hao said every day.
是蠢呢，还是坏呢
？Is it pure or bad?
这个你来判断。
You decide.